USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Delta is battering the Gulf Coast of Louisiana with heavy rains and strong winds that have left thousands without power in Louisiana and Texas. Flash flood warnings are now in effect in and around Lake Charles, Louisiana, as the eyewall of the storm comes ashore. Delta is expected to continue to pound the area until late Friday night. The president is making good on his promise to hit the pavement. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump has signed off on a new counteroffer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The counteroffer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an earlier offer of $1.6 trillion. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on details in the package as negotiations go on, but believe that the president may get more of what he wants in the final bill.
You know, what you got here is the bid and the offer has narrowed substantially in Wall Street terms. So I would reckon that some of our key asks, mainly small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance, but I think the president approved it. I'm going to guess because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The possibility of a second presidential debate is still up in the air as the presidential candidates snipe at each other over proposals to delay the debates or to move them virtual. But one prominent senator says President Trump has the right idea when it comes to skipping a virtual town hall. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
It's not known if the top two presidential candidates will debate again before the election. Democrat Joe Biden is blasting the latest proposal from President Trump's team. The president saying he would like to not be part of next week's virtual town hall. They have instead called for a delay in debates. As far as President Trump not taking part in the virtual town hall, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was a good move.
To hold a virtual debate, that benefits Joe Biden, that lets his staff be in the room, that lets him receive assistance. One of the real concerns a lot of people have is if Joe Biden is even up to it, and if you insulate him and let him do the debate from the basement, that's eliminating the debate aspect of it. And listen, I think the reason the commission did this is the Democrats right now think they're winning. They believe Joe Biden's winning. I think they're very happy for Joe not to leave his basement for another minute between now and Election Day. And if the commission sticks to, we're going to do it virtually.
A Minnesota judge says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin can leave the state while awaiting trial. Chauvin is charged in the May death of George Floyd. A Hennepin County judge cited evidence of safety concerns after Chauvin was released from jail earlier this week on bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.